So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the Pesukim of Tehillim Perek Aleph that were previously mentioned. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo holach batzas rishom, uv'derech ha'tom lo amad, uv'moshem leitzim lo yashav. Ashrei ha'ish, ze Avram Avinu. This pasuk refers to Avram Avinu. Asher lo holach batzas rishom, shlo holach batzas anshei der aflogo. Avram Avinu did not follow in the ways of the Rishom who built the tower during his times. Uv'derech ha'tom lo amad, shlo amad ba'amid ha'sadayim. He did not stand in the ways of the people of Sadayim who were sinners. Avram Avinu did not sit in the company of the people of Pelishtim when he lived there because they were Litzanim. The Gemara now discusses the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Beis Ashri Ish Yorei Es Hashem B'mitzvayis of Chavetz Ma'id. The Gemara asks, Ashri Ish, v'lo Ashri Isha? Does the pasuk praise only a man but not a woman? The Gemara offers two explanations in which Ish is not meant as a man as opposed to a woman, but as a strong man as opposed to a weak man. Rav Amram Amar Rav says, Asher misha oisid tshuva kishahu ish. Praise is one who does tshuva while he is young and has the strength of a man, rather than when he is old and too weak to do tshuva. Shuban Levi says, Asher misha mizgaber al yitzri kish. Praise is one who overcomes his yitzahara with the strength of a strong man. The pasuk continues, b'mitzvayisav chafetz ma'id, Amar Balasa, b'mitzvayisav v'loi b'schar mitzvayisav. He fulfills mitzvahs only because of his love for Hashem and not for their reward. As the Mishnah Masechet Sava states, Atiyu ka'avadim ha'mashamshin esrav amanas l'kabel pras, ela hayu ka'avadim ha'mashamshin esrav shaloi amanas l'kabel pras. The Gemara now returns to Tehillim Perek Aleph. The pasuk states, Ki im b'seis l'shem chevtzai, u'b'serosi yegiyem v'loi lo. Rebbe says, Ein odim loy mit teira, ela memakam shali b'chafetz. Person has success in Torah learning only if he learns the topic that his heart desires. As Rashi explains, Shim Yeshanuli Rabbi Mesechta Acheres Im Miskayemus Lefishalibay Al Tavasai. If a Rebbe teaches his student another topic, the student will not retain his learning because he desires a different topic. Rav Dimi Bar Chama offers another explanation. Kala Isik Bat Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu Oisloi Chafetzav. One who studies Torah, Hashem cares for his needs. Rabbi adds another two explanations to this pasuk. Betchila Nikras Al Shemay Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Ulebseiv Nikras Al Shemay. When one begins to learn, the Torah is still considered Hashem's Torah. After he toils in Torah, he acquires it, and it's considered his Torah. A person should first learn Gemara from his Rebbe until he knows it well, even superficially, and only after we try to understand everything. However, he should not do this first, because as Rashi explains, perhaps he will become stuck with a question, and his Rebbe won't be available later to teach him additional material. Also because la'achar shashana harba hu misyashir b'talmudi mitaretz la'atzmai davar kasha. After one learns a lot of Torah, he gains clarity and can answer the questions on his own. The pasuk continues, v'hayi ke'eit shasal pal gemoyim. Amri debei rabbiyanli ke'eit shasal v'loi ke'eit natua. A person should learn from several rebbeim like a tree that was cut and replanted, but he should not learn from only one rebbe like a tree that was never cut from the ground. Because kol alei mitoyim rav echad, ein eroi simen bracha la'ilam. One who learns Torah from only one Rebbe will never see success in his learning. The Gemara, however, makes a distinction. Regarding Gemara, Mirav Echad of Adif, Ki Echadu Leliflig Lishni, one should first learn lots of material from only one Rebbe to prevent confusion from their different girsais. While regarding Svara, one already knows the Gemara and wants to sharpen his mind and its understanding, should go to several Rebbeim. The Pasuk continues, V'hoyu ke'eit shosel al palgei moyim. The word palgei means in portions, and teaches that lo'ilum yishalosh adam shenoysef, shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. A person should divide his years in three, for studying Tanakh, Mishnah, and Gemara. However, miyad de'inish kamachaya, since one does not know his lifespan, therefore b'yoymi, he should split the days into three periods dedicated to these three areas of study. Rashi understands this tamin yemei ha'shavua, to divide the week into three periods of 2 days each, and Taisa says b'chol yom to divide each day into three periods. The pasuk continues, Asher peria yitin bi'itay, ve'aleu layibol. Amar Rava, in peria yitin bi'itay, ve'aleu layibol, ve'lav, ala loymid ve'al malamar, aleim hakasev, oymer loykein rasham, kim kamoitz asher tetfen ruach. Rashi explains, in peria yitin bi'itay, sheyikfa itim l'tayra, lashon achar, he learns it up at appointed times, or he fulfills that which he learns. Then his leaves will not wither, which means that he will be successful in his learning. And if he does not do the above, he'll be like the chaff which is blown away by the wind, which means he will not be successful. Tesis explained, Imperial Yitin B'itoy, if a person passes in Shilas only after he is worthy to do so and reached the proper age of 40, then Valeu Layibul he will be successful. However, if he paskins beforehand, then aleim akas of aimer leichin harishayim, the pasuk considers both the student and the rebbe as rishayim, and they will not be successful. Valeu leyibol shafilas sichas chulim sal tamidah chacham tzricha talmud. Even when the Talmud Chacham engages in casual conversation, much can be learned from what he says and the way he says it. His casual conversation is like the leaves, which are relatively insignificant. One who learns Torah will be successful even materially. The Gemara then cites a well-known passage, Machers Reb Alexandri, Man Boichai, Man Boichai, who wants life? And when asked for the key to life, he quoted the well-known pasuk in Tehillim, Mi yesh achavetz chayim, oyev yom liris toiv, Netzer l'shem chamira usvasecha medar me'mirma. Refrain from forbidden speech. However, the Gemara adds, "Vasei toiv vein toiv elatayr shenemiki lekech toiv nasad lechem toiv osa al tazayvu." One must also learn Torah. Previous Mishnah concludes, "Bainini moyim beis merchatzayis." A Jew may help non-Jews build a bathhouse. However, he gear lekeeper shemamidin ba avoydes kachavim asa libnis. He's forbidden to help them build the dome upon which they place the avoydes zara. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yechanan says, "Imbana schari muter." If he did build the dome, his wages are permitted. And the Gemara adds, "Lenitzucha el avoydes kachavim atzma." Even if he built the actual avoydes zara, his wages are permitted. And this concurs with both opinions in the machlekes regarding from what point does the avoydes zara of a non-Jew become forbidden. According to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds avoydes kachavim shel oyv kachav me'ein asura ad shetei aved, the avoydes zara becomes forbidden only after the non-Jew worshipped it. Imbana schari muter, his wages are permitted simply because at the time the Jew built the avoydes zara, it was not yet forbidden. And even according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds avoydes kachavim shel oyv kachav master miyad, the avoydes zara becomes forbidden immediately from when it was built. Nevertheless, imbana schari muter, because avoydes kachavim man kagarim la gemar malacha. Ve'imas havi gemar malacha b'makosh achren. The avoydes zara becomes forbidden only after the final blow of the hammer when it is completed. And therefore, the schar for the work prior to makosh achren is permitted because he holds yashn l'schiris mitchila v'ad seif. A worker is owed for his labor as the work progresses and it becomes a loan, and this schar was owed to him before the avoydes zara was completed and became forbidden. And even the schar for the makosh achren is permitted because makosh achren les b'shav a pruta, this work was not worth a pruta.